catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Monday morning, May 23rd. I'm Reagan Knight, and this is The Point from WUFT News. The University of Florida held a vigil at Century Tower this past Thursday in honor of those who lost their lives in the recent shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. I spoke with WFT's Christina Puglisi about the tribute. So how did you come across this event?
There was a press release sent out to the university, and as a student, I saw it. And, you know, as we're leading up to Juneteenth, Friday was Emancipation Day for the state of Florida. I feel like now is a really important time to focus on Black voices and Black stories, especially in a market like Gainesville. And so I felt like this was a story that needed to be covered because it was a vigil. So yes, it was, you know, a community event, but it was about something larger and something deeper than just here's an event. It meant something more. And I felt like that was a story that needed to be covered, the community coming together.
So what was the purpose of this event?
It was this event about bringing the community together, specifically the Black community, and just letting people exist in a space where they can remember and reflect on what had happened in Buffalo, but also themselves and their community, and just kind of allow this public space, this public communal space, to grieve and mourn and reflect. It was a beautiful candlelight vigil hosted by the University of Florida's Chief Diversity Officer, Dr. McGriff, as well as the Center for Inclusion and Multicultural Development located in the Rights Union, the student union on campus.
Who did you speak to?
The student that I spoke to, whose name escapes me now, unfortunately, but his name is in the radio piece that I did. I had asked him if he felt as if an incident like this could happen in Gainesville, if it could happen anywhere in the state of Florida, anywhere near us. And he said no. He said he didn't know for sure, of course. And he even mentioned how he didn't have statistics on him right then and there, which I didn't expect him to. But he did say that he felt that the state was inclusive and diverse enough to where incidents like this aren't common here. He said that he really doesn't feel like the ideology shared by the ideology of the shooter in Buffalo. He doesn't feel like most Floridians share that. He feels like that was a really extremist ideology that here in this state, because of its inclusivity, because of the way that we, in his words, open our arms to people and open our, you know, state up to people, that's not really present here. And if it is, it's a very small, not vocal minority. So I thought that was quite interesting.
If I may ask, what's his racial background?
He was Black.
And what emotions did you feel from this event?
It was this sense of community and bringing the community together in times of adversity. Gainesville is always, in my experience as a reporter in Gainesville for about a year and a half now, community is very important here. And the Black community here is very, very active and very, very alive, very active. And when events like this happen, especially when it's allegedly, but assumed by most, a targeted attack on a Black community, the Gainesville Black community responded. And I think what Patricia Jordan wanted was to be able to bring this community together, to be able to say, you know, here is something that affected us all. Here is something that relates to all of us. It's a collected trauma. Let's talk about it together. So they brought in local pastors to sing and to express emotion through song. They had the candlelight vigil. So everybody in the crowd was given a white candle. And there was a moment of silence for those victims. And it was a very emotional event. And you could really feel that sense of community coming together and expressing and feeling their shared trauma.
That was WFT's Christina Puglisi on the vigil that was held at the University of Florida this past Thursday. Now, let's catch you up on today's top stories from around the state. Leaders and community members in Gainesville gathered in front of City Hall Saturday morning for the raising of the Juneteenth flag. The celebration of Florida Emancipation Day continued Saturday evening with the Florida Emancipation Day program and fish fry at the Cotton Club Museum and Cultural Center. According to WFT News, this is the second annual Journey to Juneteenth celebration that has been organized by the city of Gainesville. The Micanopy Wakahuda Community Remembrance Project, in partnership with the Equal Justice Initiative and the Alachua County Community Remembrance Project, held a soil collection ceremony on Saturday at the Willie Mae Stokes Community Center to honor Henry Henson and three other lynching victims in Micanopy and Wakahuda. According to WUFT News, the ceremony memorialized the lives of Jacob Lee and Jim Jenkins of Wakahuda and also Harry Simonton and Henry Henson of Micanopy. While there is little documentation about the first three victims, there is surviving testimony and evidence of the lynching of Henry Henson that occurred on January 12, 1892. The Citrus County Board of County Commissioners plan to leave a workshop scheduled for Tuesday with a unified position on the proposed Northern Turnpike Extension routes. According to the Citrus County Chronicle, a Florida Department of Transportation representative will provide an overview on how the state will decide on the issue and give timetables on the study area analysis, alternative corridor evaluation, project development, and environment studies. The Turnpike workshop will begin at 9 a.m. Tuesday at the Citrus County Courthouse. Heading into a special session next week to address the state's troubled property insurance market, legislative leaders said late Friday that they will focus on issues such as roof damage claims, litigation, and reinsurance. According to WFSU, the House and Senate released outlines of bills for the session, which Governor Ron DeSantis called after lawmakers could not reach agreement on insurance changes during this year's regular session. The outline said legislation, in part, would allow insurers to require deductibles for roof damage, something the Senate has sought out for in the past. Also, the legislation will rein in decisions by insurers who refuse to write or renew policies because of the ages of roofs. They would be prevented from refusing to write or renew policies if roofs are less than 15 years old. Subscribe to the Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Reagan Knight, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a great Monday.